Title of the shiur was Can My Daughter Perform Nafoshas Chala? The shiur is generally a person wants to delegate Nafoshas Chala. We've learned Nafoshas Chala, you know, is your person makes an isa dough, and have a chiv to take Nafoshas Chala from the dough. A person would probably, let's say, want to educate their daughter, let's say the woman of the house makes a dough, and she wants to give her daughter an opportunity to get used to making us chinuch perform a hafrosha. So is there anything wrong in helping the daughter do the hafrosha rather than the woman doing it herself? So the first thing to clear is what's the age of the daughter. A daughter, a woman, is you can personally only perform hafrosha schala if they are an adult. A cotton, a katana cannot perform hafrosha schala, it doesn't work. So the first thing to be careful of is a girl has to be old enough, which is a weird problem, but it's to be a gedoyla. A cotton, a katan who does a hafrosha, below 11 years old, doesn't work, has no chalois altogether. Doesn't work. If a girl between age 11 and 12 does a hafrosha schala, it's a sofik. When it comes, because hafrosha schala works, it's like a neder, it's like an oath. So the halacha in the Torah is the muflus samuch leish. A girl, once she reaches 11, she's already aware that her words aren't just cheap, they have meaning. A boy above 12, and that year of bar bas mitzvah is already a sovik. At what point in time they realize the neder is worth something. So once they realize the neder is worth something, it's a real neder. So during that period between 11 and 12, a girl's words are a sovik. So if she does not have frosha, then you have to have the chumras of both. I have to presume that the piece she took didn't work, as hafrosha schala. But mitzad shena, I also have to presume equally that the dough remains tevel. It's like the no hafrosha took place, because maybe her intention was not enough, she's still too immature. So therefore, as in general, a girl who is between 11 and 12, do not let her do hafrosha. Under 11, she can do it for a joke, because it doesn't work anyway. Over 12, it would work. However, if a person is home, they should not let their daughter do the hafrosha schala. Zaklal Godel in Gemara in Kiddushin says, mitzvah boy yoyser mi bishluchoy. There's always a mitzvah for a person to do the mitzvah by himself rather than delegate to a shlich, and a child is no different. So therefore, the dough, again, the chiyuv hafrosha always belongs to the owner of the dough. Since this person owns the dough, it's his mitzvah. If it's his mitzvah, he can't delegate to somebody else, even his own daughter. So then we're given the choice, him or his daughter, her or her daughter, then the person who owns the dough should do it. The question, how about the wife? Why about the wife? Because we know that who owns the dough? The dough is owned by the person who owns the flour and the water, which is normally typical of the man. Because the man owns all the possessions in the house. He has given the shoes to his wife to use them, to make flour, to make the dough with him, but ultimately the flour and water belong to the husband. In which case, then the chayra, why, who should do the hafrosha? Should the man do the hafrosha, or should the woman do the hafrosha? Who's chayra?
Who's there besides the dough? She's there, he's not there, he's in business, he's out.
Let's say he's home. We're talking about, because again, if neither is home, then the daughter could do it as well, because no, mitzvah yosef mishluchai. The whole reason mitzvah boy yosef mishluchai is that they're both available on hand to do the hafrosha. But if one of them is not there, that is no shayla. What's the shayla? So in the Neach, they're both home. The husband and the wife are both home. Who should perform the hafrosha? So the answer is, as we know, the woman performs the hafrosha. Why is that? So first, it isn't...
How
does
she keep out of the kitchen?
I'm all excited in the whole house with one room, and the kitchen was the same, the hall was the same, and so one reason is because Ishtoi could go for it. Isha has a different level. Isha is not like a shliach. She's not like a delegate. She is like the Baal Isha. She has the same level of chiv as the husband, in fact, even more. The reason why is because hafrosha schala is one of the mitzvahs which set women. I said women are given three mitzvahs: chala, ner, halid, and alpas ner. Because chana, we know chana. Chana, when she was misspelled for a child for Shmuel, but for Shmuel she said, "I'm Zoray and Chala and Nidan and Lokas Ner." That's her name is Chana. Esther and Malka did the same thing as well when she was misspelled for Achashverosh. Always these three mitzvahs together: Chala, Nidan, Lokas, and Ner. These things. So Chala is Bedavka a mitzvah which is mutl on Isha. Why? So the Medrash explains because when Chava was in Gan Eden, and she gave Adam Rishon to eat from the pear from the Eitz Hadas. So the Lashon HaMedrash is that she was mekapel chalosa shel olam. She basically said she wrecked challah oil. Challah is something special from the world. The Medrash explains that the Rabbi Shalom, what he did was, after he created the world, he had this dry earth, and he brought forth a Nahar Yotzei Mi'Eden, a spring burst forth from the ground, and that water mixed with the dry earth and made a piti, a doughy substance. Rabbi Shalom took part of that dough and made other Rishon out of it. So an Isha who makes a dough is the same thing. She takes water, adds it to the dry flour, makes a dough, and takes part of that, makes a kolish. So because she wrecked all the Rishon, essentially, she caused him to make an Avera, so her tikkun is to be a Mekadosh part of the Issa. And that's in the Medrash describing what the Inyan was. Dev Dafka and the Isha does it. All Taka and Erev Shabbos as well, special Inyan for an Isha to bake. Why? Because Chava did the Chet on Erev Shabbos, so the tikkun is for Erev Dafka to make a Afroshas Challah on Erev Shabbos. But that's why it's a Gubisa Inyan, special Inyan for an Isha to do it. So therefore, that's why even though Agam is through the Ikachim belongs to the husband, because he's talking to Baalim, he owns it. Oh, but nonetheless, Bival, you have Ishto Ikul Gufoy, and also Nochel Sfar, because talking the husband's not often home. And therefore, Chazal said in the Chatchila, the mitzvah is on the Isha. So therefore, she does not have the gather of Shliach, and therefore, Raket, she even takes precedence to him in the mitzvah, and if they go home, she can tell him, but at my kitchen, I'm doing Hafrosha. That's only the husband and the wife. Anyone else to do Afrosha, you have a problem. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein mafrishin chalo buloy rishus balis, and you cannot perform Afrosha unless you have rishus of the owner. You have to be specifically delegated by the owner of the in order to perform the Afrosha. Specific delegation means that only the owner can appoint somebody else. So if a person wants their child to perform Rosh, let's say Lamaisa, they will not be home. The husband, the father, and the mother will not be home. They can't do the half Rosh. So now they want to get someone else. So let's say they have an older daughter in the house. So they tell, listen, you bake the challahs for Shabbos, you can perform the half Rosh, you bake the cookies, let's say. So if they give her instructions to do it, it works, not a problem. There is a complication. The complication is that to make a shlichus, to appoint, delegate somebody on a dava shaloi bal oilam, something doesn't exist yet, there's no chiyuv yet, there's a problem in creating a shliach. To create a shliach, to appoint someone to do something, that means there has to be the chiyuv on me, and I can delegate somebody else, that chiyuv pass on to the next person. If there's no chiyuv here yet, it's a problem because I can't give a chiyuv, it doesn't exist yet. So therefore, if you have a situation where there is just flour in the cupboard and water in the sink, there's no chiv hafrosha yet. Because until you make a dough, there is no chiv. So because of that, it is not straightforward to appoint somebody to be a shliach before anything's made. This can be a big problem. One etza is that if, a, let's say, for example, the husband, father, and mother are going away, and the girl wants to bake, so they can give the girl the flour before they go away. Here's the flour. Once the girl owns the flour, then she tackles the power to do that for herself. That's one way around the problem. This problem is not just localized in the house. This is a major problem with the hashkochas having the bakeries. Because how does the bakery work? Because who owns the dough in the bakery? The dough in the bakery is owned by the baker's owner. Now, who does the hafroshas? Well, the afroshim are done by the mashkichim in the bakery. So, who has the mashkichim to do the afroshim? Well, typically, the mashkichim are hired by the hashkocha. So let's say somebody will hire, let's say, we'll keep it neutral, let's say the OU. The OU will hire somebody to go into the bakery and perform the afroshim. And the OU say, this is kosher. The question is, how can the OU appoint somebody to do afroshim on Irish bakery? Or basically bakery. How can I? What? But the problem is, only the bad person has the chiyuv, we said. I have to have a chiyuv. If I have a chiyuv, I can delegate somebody else. Oh, you don't have any chiyuv, it's not their dough. Oh, you have no chiyuv. So they cannot delegate.
The Baal
boss has a chiyuv. So the Baal boss can delegate. But who's the Baal boss delegate to?
OU to the Mashiach.
Ah, but million times to the Sheikh. You can't pass on the Sheikh like that.
Before the dough is done.
You can't, even with the dough's done already, you can't pass on. In other words, I can't make a shliach to make a shliach. It doesn't work. This is a very important target. Let's say the door's ready for it, right? So I call up my daughter at home, I say, listen, there's a, you know, we're making a dough, make cakes, do a frosher. And she's home with her friend. So she says to her friend, hey, do you want to do that frosher for us? Why? Friend does a frosher, doesn't work. Why? Because the friend was only a shliach of the daughter, who's a shliach of me. Doesn't work. Has to be direct. Only a person is shliach from the Baal Issa.
Tell the OU that I'm making a
shliach,
whoever is the
Hashem. Oh, so now you want the Baal Habais, right? That means the fellow who owns the business. So when he hires an OU, right, he says, listen, I want you to send somebody to do that rosh, right? Now the problem is that normally the contracts with the Hashgacha last for months and even years. Let's say the Hashgacha hired a new Mashgiach who wasn't a Mashgiach at the time he was in the contract.
But that's
a main problem then. That's a mini problem. Because you can't pass on a shlich. That means I'm hiring the OU to hire a shlich. You can't do that. It doesn't work. This is a major problem. This is a problem in Afrosh Haskalah. The solution they rely is on Trumas Adeshin. Is Machloikis exactly Pshat Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin has that new halacha altogether. Trumas Adeshin halacha is as follows. He says like this. If I know Yadina de zechus of the Baal Issa. Let's say there's no shlichus. But there's an halacha of zochin al adam shaloi befonim. That means if something is a zechus for somebody else, then I am allowed to go and do that for the person even without being a shlich. That is, without the shlichus, if it's in a person's best interest, then you automatically presume you'll be nicha happy with somebody else doing it. So even though there is no outstanding shlichus, without shlichus, nonetheless, the Truma Session does say that you can't do Afrosha anyway. The difficulty is, the Truma Session's case is a case where the lady prepared the dough, and then she went out, and she got delayed, and the helper in the house was watching the clock, and watching this dough rise and rise and rise, and it's going to get sour. And if you don't do that Afrosha in a tiny manner, the dough will sour and get ruined, and you will not have nice tasting cookies, nice tasting cake, nice tasting challah. So, she's watching the clock, and she said, what should I do? In such a case, where the dough is going to get damaged, ruined, then to save the dough, we'd rather have to do a frosher and bake the dough rather than
your
frosher.
You have to bake as well.
Now, it's true, Lichai, you should say then. What's the hurry? Bake the dough and do a frosher afterwards. Yeah. But the pasuk says, Reishis Ari Soi Seichem, which means we learn a chatechila, it's better to do a frosher when it's a dough. And because Chazal or Goizer, it's better to do a frosher when it's a dough, we don't say, do it afterwards. The Chatechila, the Truma Sedeshah says, it's still better, it's in the interest of the Baal Issa to have a frosher performed on the dough when it's still a dough, rather than bake it and perform a frosher afterwards. So I say in Truma Sedeshah. However, because we're talking about Kilkul Issa, which could be a Nikuma, so therefore, the Maisa, the Ashkochas, rely on the other Tzad of the Truma Sedeshah, the Achleikis after the Truma Sedeshah, that even without Kilkul Issa, it's still the Beshers of the Ashkocha, it's not Lechatchila 100% because it's Taka Machleikis. So that's why Taka people are not so happy always to rely on the Afroshas Chala of the Ashkochas. In Chutras, it's more Mako. But it is a problem. Across any commercial establishment doing Hafrosh Haskalah has the problem asking who is the Shliach. It doesn't work with Shliachas, Trumas Adeshim, you have a problem with Kivul Issa, not straightforward. Certainly a problem, domestically it's certainly a problem, same thing as well. Kilkul Issa is not always as easy to happen where those get ruined. I'll tell you, it's another Shliachas issue. A very interesting story. Someone asked me this. Maaseh Shehaya in Manchester. A lady prepared the dough in the morning. She went out to work. She had a home helper. She said, listen, you do the afrosha, you break the chalas, not a problem. So what are the home? So anyway, the lady comes home 8 hours later, and she says, nice chalas all prepared. And the lady says, oh, where's the afrosha? What do you do with the afrosha? It's over there on the shelf. Great. So the lady goes to the shelf and she sees where is it? Story, don't worry, the afrosha was there. It hadn't got mixed back into the dough. If it does, that's a major problem. I spoke about that earlier. The dough was still there on the corner. So, very happy the dough's in the corner on the shelf. Anyway, comes Friday night, it comes the Erev Shabbos, and she's going to burn the afrosha. And she sees this huge clump of dough. She says, what a waste! Why? Because we know, how big is the hafrosha meant to be? Hafrosha is a kezayis. How is a kezayis? That's about 20 grams. It's about a sixth of a plastic 100 ml cup. Not a lot of dough at all. This hafrosha was like huge, like, you know, 8-9 ounces. So it was rough. So I said, what a waste of dough. Like, what should we do with this extra dough? However, Baruch Hashem, the lady was very sensible, because she already heard the money she measured, and she knows that if you're too big, you can't shove it back into the dough, because it's all things chalav. So she just threw the whole thing out, very upset. What a waste of dough. Anyway, she asked me, is there anything wrong? I said, yeah, you have a serious problem over here. What's a serious problem? Because of the halacha and hilchus shlichus. Shliach, to be a shliach, means you're going to be a messenger of the person. But the halacha is, v'shkuni shlatich lor avsi. I'm asking you to do a shlichus, you go do what I want you to do. If you do something I don't want you to do, the shlichus doesn't work, it's bottle. I need you a shliach to give 1 ounce. You separated 8 ounces. I don't need a shlich for that. You're wasting 7 ounces of my dough. Shlichus doesn't help for that. In which case, the halacha doesn't work. Because we bound half Rosha, I couldn't remember the shlichus, which is why I didn't have a shlichus, because you ruined the shlichus, you botched it, you took too much. So therefore, that Rosha's bottled altogether.
She would have not wanted it not to work.
1 ounce.
The problem is like this: if she would attack and burnt the whole thing, the helper and the Hanama could say, listen, it's great. But if he bowed, she didn't burn it. Therefore, Be'etzen, it wasn't chal. And therefore, when the woman came over, she should have just taken this, not work, and taken an ounce from there. But she didn't do that. So therefore, the afrosha was not chal. Now you can't say 1 ounce of this is afrosha, because the other 7 ounces is all mixed up together, the whole thing's awesome. So this woman messed up 7 ounces of my dough. She messed up 7 ounces of my dough, so therefore, the chayyah, I'm not problem with afrosha. This is not my psak, I've filled it with the gedoyle placement on the same as the maskim, it's a problem. Because you can't, because the mice afrosha, this afrosha she did, didn't work. Because it wasn't as against the rods and the Bible. So what the Eitzah would be to take from this thing half Rosh, 1 ounce, no problem. But
the rest of it.
But she's got to do it. She's thrown the whole thing out already.
And the rest of it, take up 1 ounce out, and the rest of what's left.
There's no problem.
Put it back in.
No, you can eat it. Yeah. Because it wasn't halal, that frosh wasn't halal. When the helper said this is a halal, she didn't know she wasn't prepared to do that. She can't waste my dough, no right to do that. So therefore, the whole 8 ounce clump is perfectly regular table, requires half frosh.
No, but she brought the half frosh was halal.
The problem. What?
She
drove
the
afrosha
was
cow
and threw away
the knife.
That's what I said.
The problem is there was a time when she came home and saw it. What a waste of 8 ounces of dough. Then she was bottled. You can't make the shilkos come back, I'm afraid. It was bottled. At the time she realized there's too much dough over here, the shilkos was bottled. She wasn't happy with it. Yeah. Now later on, you can't do that. So therefore you have to do a afrosha. Baruch was good to the Oretz, so she was able to do a afrosha on the challah afterwards. And Eretz Yisrael, she would have had to stop eating the challahs and eat matzah for the rest of the Shabbos. This is Hakadoma, there's a lot more to talk about, but it's next time.